السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. صحيح، صدق الله العظيم. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given a very lengthy detail about Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and Qarun and Fir'aun. In fact, one alim, they say, when he used to commence with the bayan of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Now it's a long story from the time that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was born and what Fir'aun used to do at that time. How he had ordered that all the male children must be slaughtered and the female must be kept alive. And Allah Ta'ala wanted that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam grow up in the palace of the same king who was trying to destroy all the male children. Because he had been informed and all the details that go with it, there's no time for tafsir. But then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam mother puts him into the river Nile. So it's a long story. And finally, after that, Fir'aun drowns. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala causes the Red Sea to split open and Fir'aun and his people all drown. So now it's a long story, it takes hours and hours. So when he used to commence, now the people get tired of this. So he said, Aap chahe baithe ya jaye, so jaye ya jaage. Jab tak Fir'aun dubega nahi, us waqt tak baithna padega. Musa alayhi salam paida ho chuke, ab jab tak Fir'aun dubega nahi, sab baithe raho. So I think today I too must keep you all sitting until Fir'aun doesn't drown. Nevertheless, in this verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, after mentioning the other things, because it is our nature that we just want maal, maal, maal. That's all. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows human nature. Therefore, He does not stop us from maal. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not stop us. But what does He say? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this verse is, وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. That wealth which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given to you, which He has bestowed upon you, with that seek the hereafter. Seek the dar of the akhirah, the home of the hereafter, because that is where you're going to live forever and ever and ever. So this wealth has been given so that we may seek the hereafter. And wala tansa nasibaka fid dunya. And your share and your portion of this world also, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that don't forget about that. I'm allowing you to use for your legitimate needs. You will need for your family, you will need for yourself, so use upon yourself, upon your family, for your legitimate needs. There's no harm in using this wealth which I am bestowing upon you. But you must seek the hereafter with this wealth. That is the purpose of it. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, man says, my wealth, my wealth, my wealth. Mali, mali, mali. But what is his wealth? His wealth is that which he has eaten and digested. What he eats up and digests, that's his. The clothes that he wears, and it is torn, used up, then that's his. And that which he sends ahead, and keeps it as provision for the hereafter, that's his. All the rest he is going to leave behind. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, which person likes the wealth of his heirs better than his wealth? So the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, who will like the wealth of his heirs better than his wealth? So he said, the wealth that you leave behind is the wealth of the heirs. The rest of it is that which is yours, which you send ahead. But at the same time, Shariat is very, very beautiful. He does not want us to give away everything and leave our children starving or leave our children extending the hands and begging. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that it is better that you leave behind something for your children. I'm giving you the mafhum of that. That you leave behind something for your children so that they don't have to go and extend their hands and beg of people. They've got something as inheritance for those people who can leave behind something. But that does not mean that now the person is only leaving behind properties and properties and properties and is unconcerned about what's happening to himself. He is worried about himself, his children, his grandchildren, great-grandchildren, until the day of Qiyamah, everybody that's going to come is worried about them. But he's not worried what is he doing to himself in the process. So he must not forget his legitimate needs that is in its place. But he must seek the hereafter. That is the real purpose. And many, many times I've explained that. And again, if it comes to mind, I'm going to repeat that we don't have to go and look for some other new wealth to go and start using for the seeking of the hereafter. It's the same wealth. We don't have to go and look for new hands and new feet and new eyes, or we don't have to disappear onto the mountain tops or go away into the jungles to go and seek the hereafter. It is in the same world that we are living. In those same businesses we are seeking the hereafter. In those same homes we are seeking the hereafter. In the same wealth we are seeking the hereafter. With the same hands and feet and eyes we are seeking the hereafter. The person first disciplines all these things. That is our major problem, that we don't want to discipline. We want to be like that dog that's running wild. That is how we wish to be. Again that example. But before that, again, before this slips up. So the person first disciplines his hands, his feet, his eyes. And that Allah wala, that waliullah, he says, that first I disciplined my hands, I disciplined my eyes, I disciplined my ears, I disciplined my wealth. Everything he disciplined first. And when it got disciplined, so what did he get in return? He got Allah. When he disciplined it, he got Allah, because now he is seeing right. He is not casting evil glances. He is not looking at those things that are haram to see. Now he is not listening to that which is haram to listen to. He is not taking false oaths and qasams with his tongue. He is not swearing. He is not abusing. He is not cursing. He is not saying those things which are haram to speak. So now this person had, he says, I disciplined my tongue. He says, I disciplined my hands, that with that hands he's not abusing, he's not hitting somebody without justification, he's not pulling the trigger on somebody without justification. The person is not using that hands to sign checks fraudulently, he's not using the hands for any kind of haram holding of any person. So now he says, I disciplined my hands, I disciplined my feet. That my feet now don't walk to the cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, discos or any kind of haram places. My feet take me to those places where Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. Whether it is for earning his livelihood also, it is a kind of jihad in these times. So, halal livelihood. So the person's feet is walking to halal places. So he says, then when it became disciplined, now I feel like kissing my own hands, which became the means of my getting my connection with my Allah. I feel like kissing my own eyes, if it was possible to kiss them. Because these eyes became the means of my connection with my beloved Allah. I feel like kissing my own ears, and I feel like kissing my own tongue, because this tongue became the means of my connection with my beloved Allah. With this tongue I start making zikrullah, I'm making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Say a good word to somebody, make some nasihat, speak nicely, kindly, cheerfully with my wife, with my children, with my family members. So the same tongue now became my means of connection, so I feel like kissing my own tongue. I feel like kissing my own feet, because this feet now became the means of my connection with Allah. So that is what was required, disciplining of all these things, so that we get this connection with our Allah. The same hand, same feet, same wealth, same everything. So that example was that which I have given many, many times. And that is that once we were taking a walk in a park, and there was a board that no dogs allowed except on leash. That the dogs are allowed, but they must come only on leash. Why? Because the mizaj of the dog is to jump around, to bark. And if some children are having picnic there, or some family is having picnic there, then go and grab whatever it can grab there. Go and put its mouth into the food that is. They were playing football that side, and in the meantime the pot was left open, it will go and put its mouth into the pot. So that is the mizaj of the dog, to bark, to cause some kind of hurt, injury, pain to others. Or pass urine here, pass stool there, make a mess of the park. That is the mizaj. That's the nature of the dog. So now what they say, that put a leash on. Put a leash around the neck of the dog and then bring it, so that you can take it through without it causing any kind of problem to anybody. It won't cause any damage to those flowers. So in the same way, first put a leash around this dog of our nafs. Put a leash on that. Then you can take it to the businesses, you can take it to the supermarkets, you can take it to the airports, you can take it into the aeroplanes, you can take it anywhere. But because this nafs is now on leash, it is under control, it has been disciplined. So now this person won't look at haram, he won't listen to haram, he won't speak haram. So everybody wants solution. This is the solution, to put this nafs on leash. Now we are trying to put it ourselves, we can't put it. Because we don't have the himmat, we don't have the courage, we don't have the strength. Every little while we make tawbah and break our tawbah. So the himmat and the courage and the strength comes in the company of those who have disciplined their nafs, in the company of those who have put leash on their nafs. That is all that is required. So therefore Allah Ta'ala also says, don't forget your portion of the wealth of this world. Nobody stops you from making use of that. But what Allah does not want is, وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't be creators of mischief on the earth. At present the wealth is creating mischief. Look at the governments of the world. What are they doing with that wealth? Whether it is the so-called superpowers or any other power. When wealth comes, the first thing is corruption, mischief, fasad, oppression, tyranny. Why? Because they've got wealth. Now we are looking at it from the government level, from the high, from the superpower level, so-called superpowers, which does not even have power to stop those cyclones and those gale force winds and those tremors and those earthquakes, and does not have the force to stop simple little things. The snowfall, you can't stop it. Everything comes to a standstill, but they call themselves superpower. So when wealth comes, this is the first thing, fasad, and this is what happened. Qarun and Firaun, all these people, fasad, fasad, mischief, mischief. And then on the individual level also, when there's wealth in the person's hand, now there's taking of interest, and tyranny, and oppression, and pride, and arrogance, and the person walks on the earth as if there's nobody like him. And he in his heart believes that I'm somebody, but in the meantime, in the hearts of people, the person is Mr. Nobody. So fasad with that wealth, I'll fix you up. You know what? Who I am? I've got so much. So this is what happens, fasad. Or the person will go on the other extreme and become so miserly that he's got plentiful but now he can't use for any good purpose. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this is the only thing that he is stopping from us, that don't create fasad with this wealth. Earn it in a way that Allah ta'ala is pleased with and use it in the manner that Allah ta'ala is pleased. That is why Allah ta'ala mentions all these stories about Qarun and Fir'aun and Haman and all the rest of them. So that we take lessons from them. These were not only people in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. For every age and for every time and for every person, there is a Fir'aun, there is a Qarun, there is a Haman, there is a Shaitan. Shaitan is for all, until Qiyamah day Allah Ta'ala has given him life. So he will go on whispering and he will go on attracting towards himself. So unfortunately this is what happens, that first of all we will seek plentiful of wealth. Nothing wrong, seek it from Allah Ta'ala, but seek it so that we may be able to get the hereafter with that. That, Ya Allah, you have blessed so and so with so much of wealth, he's doing so much of good work with that wealth, bless me also so that I can also do that. So that I don't have to extend my hands and beg of anybody. So that I do not have to become dependent for my livelihood on people, and I do not have to go and beg around for light, water and rent bills. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for wealth, there's nothing wrong. But the person will have no television, so now he's asking Allah for wealth. As soon as the wealth comes, the first thing, one small black and white television. The wealth increases a little, then it grows a little bigger. Now it becomes a color television. And then as more wealth increases, the television becomes, screen becomes bigger and bigger, until we have made cinemas in our own homes. And then for justification we will say, but what is wrong? It's a box. Yes, indeed it's a box, but it's a box that's full of snakes or full of scorpions. If this snake doesn't bite, then that snake will bite. If this film actor and actress didn't bite, then another one will bite. If this drug scene didn't bite, then another one will bite. If this drinking scene didn't bite, then another one will bite. If this zina scene didn't bite, then another zina scene will bite. Somewhere along the line the person is going to get trapped. And his mind will then work in that direction, that if these film actors and actresses can be enjoying life, there's no restrictions on them, they're enjoying themselves. Look how much zina they commit, whole day they commit zina. nothing is happening to them. And then again all the messages that are in those, in that music and everything else. So let us not say about, talk about the box. There's nothing wrong with the box. But which person is so blind that he can say that it is, that whatever contents there are there, the contents, we're talking about the contents on the television programs. What is the content? If 80% of that jar or that jug, if 80% of that is urine and 20% is water, will any person drink it? Leave alone 80%, even if it is 1%, the person is not going to drink it. How much of filth is being dished out on the television? And people are admitting that this is the cause of our destruction. People are admitting that after watching certain programs, then I went and stabbed that person, then I went and shot that person, then I went and strangled that person, then I went and did this and did that, and I raped and I, all kinds of things they are admitting. And those psychologists and those people who were talking about how beneficial these programs are, now they themselves, they are in a dilemma. They don't know what to do. Because it is causing so much of destruction, physical destruction. But we just can't discipline our nafs, we can't discipline ourselves. That enjoyment that we get in that, we think that that is something that's going to be everlasting. Whereas it is bringing about nothing but chaos and destruction. Family feuds, arguments, fights, quarrels. Believe me, I haven't come across one person, not one person who can say after watching all those things from years and years that now he is enjoying a very, very happy life. After the mind has been clouded with all that filth, the person does not even know whether he is coming or going. That's when they are abusing even their wives, even their daughters, and they are abusing their sisters. So much of incest is taking place. Let us not be blind to these truths. It is happening, and happening in good homes. How many times we have been dealing with this type of cases? The daughter will phone that my father and I were watching television together and suddenly my father got aroused and he started fiddling around. What do I do? I'm not telling you stories in the masjid here. Not one case, I'm not talking about one case. I'm dealing with cases every day of my life. It finishes us up, dries our blood up and dehydrates us. But what do we do? But yet they will say, no, but what is wrong? Never mind. That little bit of spot I have to watch. That little bit of this I need. So for justification we will bring in something that is maybe justified by somebody to some extent. But look at the end result. Look at the harm that it is causing. So let us make up our mind in the remaining days of this Ramadan, that just as we are disciplining ourselves and we are only eating and drinking that which Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have allowed us to eat and drink before Sehri and after Iftar, and we abstain from everything that is haram, or from even food which is halal, we abstain from it because Shariat has made it haram whilst we are fasting. So we make up our mind that we want this connection with Allah and we are going to discipline this nafs. We're going to stay away from everything that's forbidden and haram. The remaining days, try and spend it correctly. Nobody's tossed from general discussion to a little extent, but the whole day should not be wasted to pass time. Time is going to pass whether we like it or not. Can anybody hold time from passing? Can anybody hold time and say, I won't allow you to pass? Time is going to pass. So let us use it correctly. May Allah Ta'ala bless me, bless you, and bless the entire ummah with the tawfiq of amal. And may Allah Ta'ala give us the barakat of this month of Ramadan. Fill our hearts with the noor and remove the difficulties, the hardships and problems of the entire ummah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It's Sunday morning. We will be reading one tasbih. La ilaha illallah. Note in a hurry, then sit and get the rewards. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said the person who reads one tasbih of La ilaha illallah every day. There are many, many other virtues, but this virtue I always mention. Then on the day of Qiyamah, his face will shine like the full moon. So now the people say that just reading one tasbih of La ilaha illallah every day, how is the person's face going to shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah? Because he's still stealing, he's still committing adultery, he's doing this, he's doing that. So what it means is that if he is going to read it with ikhlas and with sincerity, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him the tawfiq that he'll make sincere tawbah from all his sins, and inshallah before he leaves this world, he will leave with such actions that those actions will then make his face shine like the full moon on the day of Qiyamah. So read it with ikhlas. This poetry makes it more effective on the hearts. So therefore, together with that, we read. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Ay mere data, ay mere malik, ay mere maula, ay mere wali. Shahan shahe do alam tu hai, sabse teri sarkar hai ali. Shaan tere har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. Shaan tere har aan nahi hai, gaah jamali, gaah jalali. O bhi ajab khushbakht hai jisne qalb mein teri yaad basali. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aat pehar ho Allah Allah. Allah 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 Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Kasb mein duniya hi ke raha mein deen ki daulat kuch na kamai. Waqt yuhi bekar guzara, umr yuhi ghaflat mein gawai. Khalq mein sabse main hi bura hoon, koi nahi hai mujh mein bhalai. Khalq mein sabse main hi bura hoon, koi nahi hai mujh mein bhalai. Mujhsa koi badkar na hoga, kaun si maine ki na burai. Kaun si maine ki na burai. Shughl mera bas ab to ilahi, shaam o sahar ho Allah Allah. Lete baithe chalte phirte aat pehar ho Allah Allah.
Allah, 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ Oh Allah, save me from the mischief of my nafs. And this is the problem that in this month of Ramadan, the nafs is still open. Nafs is with every person still. And nafs is the one that made shaitan, shaitan. So that shows nafs is bigger than, and more mischievous than shaitan. So people want to know why we're still committing sins in Ramadan, when the shaitans are chained up. Shaitans are chained. But the father of shaitan is still alive. So fight shaitan nafs in this month and we'll get discipline. Sun mere naale, sun mere naale, ay mere Allah, ay mere Allah. Sun mere naale, sun mere naale, اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 Allah, 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 اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو. اللہ 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 اللہ
make dua now. After that complete your one tasbih la ilaha. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah, Oh my Kareem Allah, Oh my most forgiving Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most kind and caring Allah, most tolerant Allah, Oh my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh my beloved Allah, half the month of Ramadan is gone. Oh my Allah, we haven't moved as yet from square one. We haven't taken off from the ground as yet. Ya Allah, we have wasted our time in so much of idle chit-chat. We have wasted our time in so much of vain talk. We have wasted our time in so much of vain actions and deeds. Oh my Allah, not only vain, but we have indulged in so much of sins. This Mubarak month of Ramadan, oh my beloved Allah, you blessed us out of your kindness. How many people who were desirous of Ramadan last year, they were wishing to see another Ramadan, but they were not given the opportunity. They passed away before the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, we too do not know whether we will see another day of Ramadan. Bless us with the tawfiq of appreciating these Mubarak days, Mubarak hours, Mubarak minutes, Mubarak seconds. Ya Allah, bless us with the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we have committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, you are well aware of everything that we have done. From the time we became of age up till now, oh my beloved Allah, whatever sins we have committed, forgive us. Forgive the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our hands and feet, the sins of our heart and mind. Oh my beloved Allah, Oh my Rahim Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah. If you are not going to forgive us, who else is there that we can turn towards? There is no one for us besides you. There's no one for us, oh my Allah, besides you. Ya Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. If a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can still go to another. But oh my Allah, oh my beloved Allah, if you have to turn away your glance of rahmat and forgiveness, then who do we turn towards? Ya Allah, all treasures lie with you. Oh my beloved Allah, because of our sins and vices and evils, don't turn away your nigah of rahmat. Your glance of mercy, oh my beloved Allah, don't turn away because of our sins. Ya Allah, cast your glance of forgiveness over our sins. Ey mere Allah, man has made computers and he's got delete buttons. Mere Allah, there's so much of information on the computers. But one delete button, everything is wiped out. Mere Allah, on our computers of our hearts, so much of sins have been recorded. So much of sins have been recorded, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, press one delete button. Ya Allah, press one delete button over our sins. Ya Allah, we don't know how much of life is left. The life which is gone is gone. The life which is left we are unaware of. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to you in our remaining life. To distance ourselves from everything that is haram and forbidden. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to make namaz 5 times a day. To give zakat, to fast, to go for hajj if farz, to fulfill the rights of our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and society members. Ya Allah, to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of doing those actions and those a'mal which are pleasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, hum bahut gunegar hai. Hum bahut gunegar hai. Hum mujrim hai. Hum khatakar hai. Ya Allah, khabees khabees harkatu karne wale hai. Mere Allah, mere pyare Allah, agar tu ne maaf nahi kiya, to phir hum gande jaye kahan. Mere Allah, hume apna bana le, aur hamara ban ja. Become ours and make us yours. Become ours and make us yours. If you are ours, then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. Ya Allah, all treasures lie with you. We are seeking from your unlimited treasures. Your unlimited treasures, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, our life in your hands. Our sight in your control. Our hearing and speech in your control. Our heart, liver and lungs all in your control. Oh my beloved Allah, our health in your control. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you. Bless us with good health, spiritual and physical. Oh my Allah, sometimes we have very good physical health, but our spiritual condition, oh my beloved Allah, what have we done to our hearts? Our hearts are filled with envy, with jealousy, with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. Ah, my Allah. Ye dil jo tune diya tha teri muhabbat ke liye, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam ki muhabbat ke liye. The heart which was for your love and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we have given it to film actors and actresses. Mere Allah, ab to hamare hal par raham farma. Have mercy upon us. Forgive each and every one of us. Clean and purify our hearts. Bless us with spiritual health and physical health. Whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us in the masjid here, or they are raising their hands, oh my beloved Allah, in the homes, whether they are sick in the hospitals or clinics or wherever they may be. Ya Allah, bless them with shifa. Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from all their ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plenty full of halal rizq and remove the difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, make them obedient to you, to your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to their parents. Those whose children have gone on to drugs and drinks and vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Give the parents the tawfiq to give them proper upbringing, ya Allah. Give us the himmat and courage and strength to throw out of our homes and our lives all the evil that has entered. Ya Allah, it has brought no peace and happiness and satisfaction. It has brought nothing but misery, nothing but restlessness, anxieties and worries. Ya Allah, give us the realization that it is only in your obedience that we will enjoy sukoon in our hearts, peace and tranquility, happiness and satisfaction. Ya Allah, bless us all with prosperity. Bless us all with happiness. Bless us all with contentment. Bless us all with your marifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Ya Allah, bless us with tawakkul and trust in you. Ya Allah, bless us with such a bond with you, such a bond with you, that every moment of our lives we enjoy the sweetness of that bond with you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, mere pyare Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. Let the winds of hidayat blow throughout the continents. Bless each and every one with Islam and Iman. Even the enemies, oh Allah, bless them with Islam and Iman. But oh Allah, if they have become obstinate, they have made up their minds that they will never ever accept Islam, knowing the teachings and the beauty of Islam, and they will continue with their persecution and torture and tyranny, then, oh my beloved Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Send gale force winds against them. Cause the earth to split open and swallow them up. Ya Allah, create division and disunity among their ranks. Cause their planes to crash. Cause their forces to be defeated. Assist and help the Mujahideen, O my Allah. Ya Allah, Musalmano ki pareshaniyo ko dur farma. O Allah, how long are we still going to see humiliation, disgrace and suffering? Ya Allah, remove the suffering and difficulties and hardships. In Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Iraq, Europe, America, India, Pakistan, Africa, O my Allah. Throughout the world, the Ummah is suffering. Ay Allah, humare halat ko durust kar de. Mere Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of akhirat. One day the angel of death is going to come. He is going to extract our soul from every part of our body. Ha, mere Allah. Rag rag se rooh nikali jayegi. Ek din hum pe khaak dali jayegi. Sand will be thrown above us. Ya Allah, no one knows when the angel of death will strike. So how can we be in haram places? Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in a rave club, in a gambling den, in adultery, in fornication, bottle of wine in our hands, or popping drugs in our mouths. Ya Allah, we don't know when the angel of death will strike. How can we be glued to filthy films on the television or filthy magazines in our hands? Ya Allah, when the time of our departure comes, take us with Iman. Bless us with Shahadat in Madina Tayyima. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With us salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah on our lips. Let our soul depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not Muqaddar, the way it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, all his life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made du'as for us. How much he prayed for us. How much he cried for us. His day and night concern was his ummat. Ya Allah, when he is informed that ummat for whom so much of your blood was shed, that ummat for whom so much you cried, so much you teared, and for whom you stood whole night in prayers, and for whom you were ostracized and boycotted for 3 solid years, for whom you were stoned in Taif and in Uhud, that ummat in discos, cinemas, rave clubs, theatres, adultery, fornication, drugs, Ah, may Allah, that ummah watching the filthiest of films a few meters away from your Roza Mubarak. Ummah listening to filthy music a few meters away from the Kaabatullah Sharif. How much of injury and pain we are causing to that Nabi of ours, oh my Allah. Ha, may Allah.
May Allah.
Jo raat bhar hamare liye rote rahe, aaj hum unko rulate hain. He who cried for us, we are making him cry. Ya Allah, change our condition. Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, Ya Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.